السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Okay. So we're going to talk now about laws of nature and laws of Islam. The laws of nature are, give me examples of the laws of nature.
Gravity.
Huh?
What goes up comes down.
Gravity.
Yeah, we talked about gravity. Huh? Other laws of nature? How about the sun rising from the east? And setting from
the west.
Okay, from the west. How about the aging of your body? Your body ages, right?
Ages backwards.
Yes. Everybody dies. Your body ages. Can you stop the aging of your body? Good luck.
That'd be interesting. If you started really old,
when
you turned into a baby.
So,
think about it.
Now, how about the laws of Islam? How about the laws of Islam? The laws of Islam are... What's the difference between the laws of nature and the laws of Islam? Difference between the laws of nature and laws of Islam? The laws of nature, nobody can break or change. Tina. Okay? So, the laws of Islam, we're talking about the laws of Islam and the laws of nature. The laws of Islam can be broken. True or false?
No. True and false.
The laws of Islam can be broken.
Which is true.
Like, you can, for example, not fast. Would anybody... Okay. Can you not fast?
Yes.
Yes, you can. You can, for example, harm someone. Okay? So the laws of nature can't be broken, but the laws of Islam can be broken. You got that part?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, because Allah is one, and He is the maker of both laws, laws of Islam and laws of nature, okay? Because He's one, making both laws, they must fit together in a perfect manner. So, laws of nature and laws of Islam. Laws of nature can't be broken. Huh? Yes. Just big font. Okay. So, the laws of Islam can be broken. Now, the one who created both laws, he creates them to fit together. Like, this. So, these are laws of Islam, and these are laws of nature. And this is laws of Islam. Laws of Islam and laws of nature. They fit together perfectly. They fit together perfectly. Why? Why do they fit together perfectly? Because the maker is one. Okay. Do we have two gods? One created the laws of nature and the other one created the laws of Islam?
No.
We have one God, so He makes them fit together in a perfect harmony. Go ahead. Yes. Let me give you an example. The laws of nature says what about drinking alcohol? Yes, you harm your body and you might harm others. If you drive, you might harm others. You might harm even your children. If you become an addictive, it will ruin your life. If you got used to it. All of these are called laws of, okay? All of these are called breaking the laws of Islam. But if you don't drink alcohol, you would be fine. So if you break the laws of nature, if you break the laws of Islam, the laws of nature will punish you. If you break the laws of Islam, the laws of nature will punish you. And you would be bumping heads with the laws of nature. Did you get this part? Can you give me an example of how the laws of nature would punish you if you break the laws of Islam? I'll give you an example. The liquor, drinking alcohol, this is a law of Islam. If you break it, you get in trouble with the laws of nature, which is your body. Your function of your body, is it by laws of Islam or laws of nature? Laws of nature. Getting aged, getting older, is a law of what?
Nature.
Good. So now if you stay away from breaking the laws of Islam, which is drinking, for example, then the laws of nature will not punish you. But on the other hand, if you don't stay away from haram things or break the laws of nature, then break the laws of Islam, then the laws of nature will punish you. How? You become drunk, you get an accident, blah, blah, you know. The number of people who are killed in a car and drink and drive, are how many? Do you have an estimate for those? The ones who? 60,000 people a year. Now, do you know that the number of people killed in Vietnam War is around 60,000 soldiers? So you're killing, basically, by allowing liquor to be available there, and people have the choice whether to break the laws or not to break the laws and drive. You're killing 60,000 people every year, right? Give me another example of how, if you break the laws of nature, if you break the laws of Islam, the laws of nature will punish you. Because they won't fit together. Okay, if you don't respect the laws of Islam, okay, you won't fit with the laws of nature. You will be in trouble with the laws of nature. You see that? Do you see this diagram? So give me another example about laws of nature. If you laws of Islam, you get punished by the laws of nature. I'll give you another example. No justice, no peace. Can you explain that? How is that belongs to this diagram here? No justice, no peace. Yes, but I'm saying, go ahead. Yes. Yes. Another thing, let me elaborate on no justice, no peace. You know, when United States, for example, had justice, very good system of justice, we were living in peace. When you travel, you go through the security, and you board the airplane very quickly. No long search lines and ping. This doesn't happen. But when United States did not commit itself to justice as far as the foreign policies, then problems started to happen. And people are starting getting mad. And we end up waiting 45 minutes when we travel on every security check line. Why? Because no justice, no peace. We lost our peace. We lost our peace because we allowed injustice to happen. Okay? All right. Now, how about don't kill. If you break the law of don't kill, which is a law of nature, what happens to you? Which is a law of Islam, I'm sorry. What happens to you? You get killed. When I say don't kill others, I mean don't kill, others don't kill you and you don't kill others. It goes both ways. Okay? So this is the difference between the laws of nature and the laws of Islam. Now, the laws of nature, sometimes they are being broken. Sometimes. Get broken by Allah. So, can we break the laws of nature? Can we? No. Give me examples where Allah broke the laws of nature, because he's the only one who can do that.
Like when Prophet Musa parted those.
Yes, when Prophet Musa hit the sea with a stick and he got 12 roads. Is that laws of nature? If I take the stick and go there, would it happen? No. What else? Prophet Isa is getting born from just a mother with no father. And by the way, this doesn't qualify him to be the son of God, because Adam was created without a father or a mother, right? So if we say Jesus is God because he didn't have a father, we will say Adam is God too, because he is more qualified because he didn't have neither a father nor a mother. So this is another law. What did you say the last thing you said? You said something just a second ago. Okay. It's about breaking the laws of nature. So, breaking the laws of nature is called what? It's called, yes. And this between two parentheses is miracles.
Okay.
It's called miracles. Got it? It's called what? Miracles. Who can make miracles happen?
Allah.
He prevails over the laws of nature. The laws of nature, who controls the laws of nature? Allah. Or the laws of nature control Allah? No. Okay. Sometimes very good believers get shocked when they hear that Allah is going to do something that breaks the laws of nature. For example, Maryam, when she was given the news, Maryam alayhi salam, when she was given the news that she's going to have a baby boy, what was her reaction?
Shocked.
You say, she is a good believer, she's so close from Allah. How could she get shocked? Okay? See, she's very close to Allah, but she got shocked because Allah is going to break the laws of nature for her. Zachariah has her uncle. What miracle happened to him that he was surprised about? Huh? He has a son. What do you know his son's name?
Yahya,
which is in English they call him, in Christianity they call him John the Baptist or something like that.
John the Baptist.
Okay? When he was surprised. Why? Because he and his wife were very, very old. Really old. Way beyond the age of having children. So when she was given the news, she couldn't believe it. Even though she knows that Allah is above the laws of nature. But it is such a shocking thing. Even to Maryam and to Zechariah, they were shocking to know that. Now, let's see why Allah doesn't give us why Allah doesn't give us control over the laws of nature? Why not everything is controlled by the laws of Islam? Huh? Huh? Can I get an answer? Why isn't it Allah? Why isn't it Allah controlling everything using the laws of Islam, or actually allowing us to control everything using the laws of Islam? So basically, why Allah doesn't make everything laws of Islam, no laws of nature? Huh?
Anybody.
Is there a reason that Allah did not create laws of nature and laws of Islam? Why not laws of Islam? Why not we control everything? In laws of Islam, we control. In the laws of nature, we have no control. What if Allah gave us control over everything? What happens? Yes, but what will happen to the universe? What will happen to the universe if Allah allows us to control everything? Let's say Allah allows us to control the sun. Go ahead. Yes, it will be ruined. If Allah gave us control over all... What?
Can you send her to her seat?
Okay, can you please? Okay, do you get this part? You got it right? Just take highlights. Don't like copy, just so that you can, and don't doodle, so that you can stay in touch with me. So things will not function properly. Things will get screwed up. If Allah gave us very limited control over the laws of Islam, and look how bad we did to each other. So by giving us control over the laws of nature, we're going to screw up the universe. So Allah makes a minimum level. Allah makes controls most of the laws by the laws of nature so that the universe doesn't collapse. So give me an example. How would the universe collapse if Allah allows us to control everything, which is basically making all laws of Islam? Yes, and they have control over that, so they will let their evil out. How about you? Any example? Okay, so there will be, let's say that we control the sun. We will stop the sun from going anywhere, and we will keep the sun all the time in our land, right? If we have a limited free will or limited area of Islam, and we have screwed up so much, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us, created for each one of us a gap. This gap is circle. Circle of influence. This circle of influence, okay, is where the laws of Islam is. Okay? You are allowed to fill this gap with the laws of Islam. How? Fill this gap with kindness, with justice, with equality. Okay? You are required to fill this gap by the names of Allah, the most merciful, the most just. Okay? But by the names of Allah, using the names of Allah, the names of beauty, you are required to fill this gap. This gap is called circle of influence. What does circle of influence mean? If I say within my circle of influence, meaning? Huh?
What you want.
Okay. Huh.
Basically, anything and everything that could have had possible influence on him.
Can you repeat what you said again?
Anything that you want will happen in those
circles. Yes. Can you repeat what you said again?
So I said anything or everything that possibly had influence on you or your decision.
Yes. It is at the area where you make a difference, where you can influence. Like, let's say, for example, what is my circle of influence? My family and the community. What is your circle of influence? Your homework, your school, okay? Do I have an influence over blah, blah high school, for example? No. So I have a circle of influence that within which I can make a difference. You got that part? I am required to fill this gap, I'm required to fill it with the laws of Islam. Good laws of Islam. Generosity, kindness. Allah's forgiving. He wants us to forgive each other. Allah is kind. He wants us to be kind with another, and etc., etc., etc. You got that part? Okay. Now, which circle of influence is bigger? My circle of influence or Obama's circle of influence?
Obama.
Because Obama's circle of influence, believe it or not, it's the whole world. He has an influence on the whole world. Because the United States is the strongest country, and Obama is the president. So he has one decision of him can screw up the life of millions or can improve the life of millions. Okay? How about the second circle, which is called the circle of interest? Circle of interest is a circle that you don't make a difference, but you hear in the news. If you turn on the news, you hear things in your circle of your circle of interest, right? Something that is you're interested in, but you can't change. So this is called the circle of interest. The circle of interest. Are you interested in everything? No. So your circle of interest, it's much bigger than your circle of influence, but okay, you have no ability to change that. So gap, circle of influence. So other than this, Allah is giving us the freedom to act within certain parameters. So this gap, is it absolutely under your control? No. It is controlled by certain parameters that Allah has provided you. Like, for example, if you are a mother, then your circle of influence will include being a good mother. You got it? So, but if you're not a mother, if you are a student, then your circle of influence including being a student. But how about the foreign policy? Do you have influence there? No. Got it? Got it. Okay. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, by the way, it's not everything you want you will get. So, not everything you want you will get. Right here. Not everything you want you will get. Okay? So, in your circle of influence, let's say, for example, let me give you an example. There's a scholarship, and there's one scholarship. You want this scholarship. She wants this scholarship. She wants this scholarship. And it is within your circle of influence, within your circle of influence, within the circle of influence, but it's outside of my circle of influence because I'm not interested into this scholarship because it doesn't apply to me, okay? So, you have scholarships. One scholarship. Who gets it?
The person with more influence.
That's all of these good answers. The best, the person with the more interest. Or you can say the person has more tawfiq. Has more what?
Tawfiq.
Oh, do you remember tawfiq? It is Allah making your efforts
successful.
So that is the that's the tawfiq there. There is no lucky and unlucky. There is tawfiq and lack of and no tawfiq. Lucky is tawfiq. Unlucky is no tawfiq. You got it? People say lucky, not lucky, somebody got lucky. No. You got it? So that's the actual official. You might use it in the language, I'm lucky, I wasn't lucky. Yeah, but keep in your mind that lucky is having tawfiq, unlucky is does not have tawfiq. Okay. Let's say a person who's full of evil. A person who's full of evil. And the circle of influence, so circle of influence of this person, he filled it up all with evil. All with bad deeds, with crimes and you name it. Let me get back to this. Technical speaking, I took. No, it has. It's bigger than circle of influence. So.
But actually, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So over here.
Circle of influence. Yeah. Could be much bigger. Yeah. Because I am interested into the birds in China, for example.
Well, it could be.
Well, okay. So just type the circle of interest. Now, how Allah wants you to fill the circle of influence? No, where is it?
Oh, it's over here.
Okay. So this is the circle of influence.
How much of you guys are getting this analogy?
Oh, I get it. I get it.
Circle of influence is the area where you can make a difference. Okay?
Influence.
Yeah. Circle of influence is the area that you can make a difference. Circle of interest is something that you are interested about, but you can't make a difference.
So it's kind of like the all of life is like if you took a cardboard that's in the closet and
what is that?
Cardboard, maybe like the size of you, and you put a circle inside of it. That's the part where you're able to function inside, quote unquote, because it's a hole, and so therefore you can like do whatever you really want with it, right? Yeah, but the rest of it, it's cardboard. You can't really affect it. It's not, you're not able to do anything with it. And then there's the circle of interest where you may be able to affect it,
but you may not be able to affect it. So.
No, if it's a circle of interest, then you cannot. Circle of influence includes only the things that you can make a difference. Circus of interest.
Outside.
Yes, it means that things that you can't make a difference in.
Can't?
Yes, which is this area in between. You're fine. You just said it fine. Okay? Now, in circle of influence, let's see how Allah wants you to do. Circle of influence. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, all people are losers except the ones who do. All people are losers except the ones who believe. So all people are losers except the ones who believe. So within your circle of influence, if you believe, okay, then this doesn't apply to you. Got that? So, and then all the people who believe are losers except, another exception. A different color here. Except believe. This one, believe, or knowing Allah.
Yeah.
Believe means you know Allah.
I heard whispering.
Do you?
Oh, yes. What does that say?
Okay, yeah, I can see. There's a reason why teachers stand right in front of what they're writing. It's because if I'm trying to reword something, and you guys are writing right behind me, and I try to erase like a phrase, I know all of you guys will go like, ugh, because you have to erase it on your papers. That's why I stand in front of what I'm writing, and then once I'm done writing it, I move away. Does that make sense?
So, all people are losers except the ones who know the truth. So, the ones who know the truth are a circle inside. So this is circle of influence. Now, if you know the truth, all you are losers. Okay? So everybody who knows, who has a circle of influence, he can fill this circle of influence by just knowing the truth. And if you know the truth, so everybody's a loser except the ones who know the truth. And the ones who know the truth are losers except the... Huh? Except the what? So the ones who know the truth, everybody's a loser except the one who know the truth. What do you mean I know the truth?
Could you think of your circle of interest as if your thoughts, right? You can't.
You can't make a difference in reality, the physical world. But I'm coming to the intention part. So, everybody, can you... Okay. To know. What I mean by to know? To know the truth. What is the truth that you need to know? Huh? Huh? Yes, Islam is the righteous religion. I would make it more general. I say, know who is Allah, what is He expecting from us, and what should we expect back from Him. You got it? So that you need to know who is Allah, who is Allah, what is He expecting from us, what you should expect back from Him. We have basic knowledge of Allah. So if I pick on you and say, does Allah drink? Drink water? No. Does Allah take a nap? No. Does Allah take a sleep?
No.
So you know who's Allah. Okay. Then there is a little bit harder stuff that's like, what's the difference between al-wahid and al-ahad? The one and the unit. It needs a little bit explanation. But in your heart, Allah is holy. If I tell you that Allah didn't know what was going on, then that's what? That's wrong. Right? You would say what? Subhanallah. So you say what? Subhanallah. Means Allah is better than that. If I tell you that Allah was killed, then you say Subhanallah. Allah must be better than that. So that's the knowledge that you need to know. Know Allah, know His names, abilities, know that He's perfect, is holiness, which is purity, which is infinitely pure. And know His
personality. Personnel.
Know His name, know Allah, know His names and abilities. Know that He is, know His holiness. And between two brackets, write purity. And, okay, purity. Okay, so know about His perfection. His flawless. Know that He's flawless. Yes. Yes. So, know that He's flawless. Okay. If you don't know that, then you're a loser. But what if you know that? Is this enough?
No.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Yes or no? Is it enough to know Allah?
No.
No. So what do you want to do? What do you want to be? What is the next circle? Everybody who knows Allah.
How can you, what do you do with this knowledge? If I walk around and I'm like, I only have the ideas of Allah. It is not good enough. It is not strong enough. What else? What's the next step, guys? Don't say it. Yes. There's one step before it. Yeah, you could apply it, right? Apply the knowledge. Yeah.
Yes. All people who know are losers except the one who practice. I don't care about the faith in your heart. I want to see this faith is what? Actions. I want this faith to be actions. So the next circle here, which is here, is to practice what you believe. So practice what you believe. Agree with me? So everybody's a loser except the ones who know. All the people who know are losers except the one who practice their knowledge. And all those who practice their knowledge are losers, except
the one spread their knowledge.
The one was what?
Spread their knowledge.
No, we said practice your knowledge, which is part of it, spread your knowledge. Huh? So all people who practice their knowledge are losers, except it's not challenging. Except, yes, everyone is a loser except the ones who know Allah and His nature, what is He expecting from us, what should we expect back from Him, know about His perfection, all of these. So all are losers except the ones who know Allah. And all the ones who know Allah are losers, except the one who practice their knowledge, right? Now, all the people who practice their knowledge are losers, except those who practice their knowledge. Okay, let me give you an example of practicing a good deed.
Doesn't that go with your apply, though?
No.
To spread the word and apply into.
Yeah, it goes into the, into apply. Apply then. Okay, let's say there's a fundraising and I want to show off. So I want to do a good deed and show off.
Well,
everybody, I am Mr. Zini. I am Dr. Zini. and I'm running for elections, and I am a good man who pays a charity. Where's 9 o'clock news? Oh, it's coming. Okay. Here's $20 charity. Okay. But look, everybody see me? I am doing a good deed. So this is what? Charity. Huh? Oh, showing off. Which is practice knowledge with sincerity or being sincere. Being sincere. You got it now? The only ones that are winners are the ones who know, practices their knowledge, and be sincere about it. You got it?
For the record, it's like show, not tell. You know the phrase when you're writing a book, your English teachers say show, not tell. Don't show the person is nice. Like, don't tell the person is nice. Show it. Okay? When it's show, not tell, you're also... Words are nothing unless you do the actions. When presidents say, like, empty words and empty promises, everybody's kind of like, eh, right? Yeah, I'm going to fix the economy. Yeah! And people are just kind of like, eh. But when you actually do the job or do as you said, it's more meaningful, right?
It is what counts. It's not more meaningful. It is what counts. There's what counts. I mean, anything other than that does not count. You got this part? Okay. Now, we talked about last time, unseen soldiers. Unseen soldiers. Unseen soldiers belong to the laws of nature or to the laws of Islam. The unseen soldiers... like the soldiers of Allah, the ones who help you be successful. Like we talked about last time, how Allah put, not the last time, but a couple of times before, how Allah put the bad guys into sleep when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these are laws of Islam. Can you repeat my question again?
It's what?
Perfect. Unseen soldiers are part of the laws of nature. Laws of nature. Why? Because it is a depart from the laws of nature. It is something that the laws of nature will not accommodate. So it is a miracle. It is a miracle, not a law of nature. It's a miracle. And miracles means something that breaks the law of nature. Okay? Okay. So now, we said that if two people want, in your circle of influence, you want a scholarship. And she is in circle of influence, wants a scholarship. So the one who has more tawfiq will get it. So the question is, do you get everything you want?
No. Wrong, guys. You should probably tell me. I'm very bad at spelling, so when I'm trying to write fast,
I have worse spelling.
Got me here? Okay. So, you can have, believe it or not, people have more evil in their heart than what they can actually do. Do you know that? Do you believe that? That people have in their hearts more evil than what they actually can do?
I do not believe that.
I'll give you an example. Criminals. A criminal, wants to kill you. This is an evil desire in his heart. But is he able to do it? No. Let's say he tried to do it and he got caught by the police. Then the evil thing that he wanted, he could not do it. Got it? Now, there is one name of Allah. There is one name of Allah about not allowing evil people to practice their evil. All the evil that they want. Which is Al-Latif. Al-Latif means the one who blocks the bad guys from making from filling the world with evil. With evil. You got this part? Okay? So, somebody wants to kill you, but he can't because of the police. This is related to the name of Allah, Al-Latif. Do you know that there are many Hitlers in the world than the actual Hitler? Do you know that many people have the same heart like Hitler? They have the same heart like Hitler, but they don't have the powers of Hitler. Those are sent in the day of judgment to the same place in hellfire that Hitler would be sent to. Even though they didn't do the evil that Hitler did, but they have the same heart. Same heart. So out of Allah's mercy, He's allowing only one person to be Hitler. And the rest, Allah did not make them able to be Hitlers. Allah
honestly does not need that.
Huh?
The world honestly does not need that.
Yeah. Hundreds and thousands of Hitlers are out there, but they don't have the powers of Hitler.
Books. Am I waiting for nothing?
You guys got this part?
Yeah, I
before we leave? So what did you get? Exactly. Then the day of judgment, they get the same
punishment
like who?
No.
Like the actual Hitler gets. Okay? Now, pharaohs. You know how many pharaohs are out there? Yeah. There is only one pharaoh. Okay? But there are so many pharaohs around. The only difference between them and the real pharaoh is that they didn't get a chance. They didn't get the powers of Pharaoh. If they would have been getting the powers of Pharaoh, then they will act like Pharaoh. In the day of judgment, because they have similar hearts, Allah would put them what? Together in the same hellfire. All right. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.